Hey strangers, this is Ash. Tori was out sick today, but on this episode, I got to talk with Wes Brooks, a props designer who works at the company in California that built the iconic hazmat suits Joyce and Hopper wear in season one of Stranger Things. This is a phone interview, so at times the audio may drop, and we overlap a bit at the beginning, but Wes told me some great stories and trivia, and it was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy this. Stay strange.
Hi.
Hey, Wes. This is Ash.
Hi. It's on the fridge right now, so I'm answering Skype on my phone. I've never...
No worries. Well, thanks for talking with me today.
Yeah, no problem. I was excited, you know, because as soon as, you know, you liked the post that I put up on Instagram, I was just like, oh, I can like... Because, I mean, I think I said earlier that I did not work on the suits. I just worked with the company. I tried to convince some of my coworkers that actually did to come on.
Yeah.
But they were all being lazy.
That's okay. So let me go ahead and introduce everybody that's listening to the podcast. Your name is Wes, and you worked for the company that made the original hazmat suits that Joyce and Hopper wore in season one, right?
Yes, I did.
Cool. So I guess what I'm going to do first is ask you, how did that come about? How did your company get recruited to do that?
Well, we worked on a movie called Outbreak. It was with Dennis Hopper. And we made the hazmat suits for that film, and kind of the design for those suits became so popular that we were kind of known as hazmat suit people. You know, we make spacesuits, hazmat suits, medieval arms and armor. That's kind of our niche. And they, you know, approached us because they needed to make suits for the show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's honestly, that's the thing is, at least from what I've noticed of working in the prop business, is that it's a whole lot simpler than, you know, it seems like it would be.
Yeah.
Not like this whole big, like, oh yeah, we scoured the dimensions for a worthy shop. It's just like, hey, can you make this? Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we got a lot of questions for you, so I'm going to go ahead and just start asking you people's questions.
Okay.
So, first, what is the official name of the suit? I saw that you hashtagged it Hazmat 9.
That was actually a typo. It was just supposed to be hashtag hazmat suit, but I accidentally hit 9 before I hit enter.
Oh, okay. So the suit doesn't have an official name?
We pretty much just call it the Stranger Things suit. Funny enough, I work in the rental department at a company called Global Effects, and that suit is actually rentable. So you can rent that suit out.
What?
And, yeah.
How much?
I think it's like $1,200 per week.
Oh, no. So let's see. Let's go ahead and ask you the questions. Erla Burla, she wants to know, what was your inspiration, or what was the company's inspiration for the suit?
The funny story behind the inspiration and the design is that when Stranger Things first approached us, they had no money. You know, this was a series that in the industry, it's usually referred to as a Star Wars, because it was this idea that nobody thought was going to go anywhere. You know, they didn't think it was going to really be as big as it was, that it was just going to kind of be a one-hit wonder. So they didn't have any money. So they kind of came to us and they were like, hey, we need a hazmat suit. And they sent us a couple designs. What actually ended up happening was the Stranger Things suit is a beautiful mishmash of a bunch of different pieces that we already have all put together. You know, the hood is from the movie Outbreak. The boots are actually just repurposed Apollo space boots.
Oh, cool.
And the like the suit itself, the patterns for the suit were originally used for a movie with Lawrence Fishburne called The Signal. And that suit itself is made up out of a hazmat suit, an Apollo spacesuit, and I believe the Gemini spacesuit, all kind of mashed together into one. So that's kind of the cool thing about the Stranger Things suit. Aside from the like the red knee pads, those were made custom. Everything else was the design that we actually already had. Oh, yeah, and the gloves were from Firefly.
Oh, that's rad. So Stephen T. 2002 and 11 Buyers both want to know, what is the material that the suit is made of?
I believe it's a material called Cordura. It's similar to corduroy.
Okay.
It's very, like, thick, kind of burlappy fabric. And the helmet is made out of plastic. It's pretty much just plastic.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Annabeth Potato 7 wants to know, how long does it take to create one of the suits?
I believe the suit was about a 2 or 3 week build.
Oh, really?
No, it really didn't take too long because most of it was all soft goods.
Okay.
You know, we already had the patterns for it, so it wasn't like we had to like design everything from scratch. And then it was just kind of like we already had the molds for the helmet, so we just pulled the molds for the helmet. It was all painted. I don't know if we did the painting ourselves. I think we just painted the helmet. I think the suits themselves were dyed yellow by the team.
Okay.
So I know most of what everything is made out of, but I actually don't know the specific color of yellow dye. That is a secret that is kept by the Stranger Things production team.
So when you guys create a suit like that, does a member of your team need to be on set in case there's any issues, or do you guys just kind of provide the suit and then, you know, the production team and the crew take it away?
It depends on the suit. The Stranger Things suit did not need a tech, just because all it really is it's the fabric suit and then a air hose attached to like a little pump that has, you know, it's just battery operated. So it's not something that requires a tech. Though we do have like really fancy expensive spacesuits at the shop that do require tech, just because, you know, they all have like real functioning seals and lights and just techie stuff. So, I mean, for the more simple stuff, no, it doesn't really like require someone on set.
Yeah.
But for like the fancier stuff, oh yeah, absolutely.
Cool. So CC Kara wants to know, did you get a chance to work with anyone personally from the Stranger Things crew? Or did anyone at your company?
Technically, I did get to work with someone on the Stranger Things crew, but it wasn't with Stranger Things. I can't talk too much about it, but I worked on a commercial with Millie.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. I don't think the commercial has actually come out yet, so I can't like talk about the details because NDAs are a pain in the ass.
Yeah, no worries.
She's a cool kid. She's great. She's 10 times more stylish than I probably ever hope to be in my life.
So let's see. Yang Yangti wants to know, why is there lighting inside of the helmets? Are they functional or is it essentially there so that you can see the characters' faces better and it looks kind of cool?
It's mainly there to kind of function so that you can see the characters' faces a little better. I mean, it does provide, I guess, a little bit of light assistance. You know, a lot of people believe that it would kind of mess up the like vision and that you couldn't see as well. Oh, it does. As someone that's actually worn that suit, it does not affect vision at all. You know, it's mainly just for lighting up their face and creating like a kind of cool dramatic effect.
So did you get to wear the actual suits that Joyce or Hopper wore? Because you posted a picture of yourself in one of the suits. Or do you guys have a couple of them that are just at the shop?
No, that is, we only have two. It's the one that David Harbour and Winona Ryder wore. I put on Winona's because I'm unfortunately kind of short. You know, David Harbour, he's like 6'2", so there's no way that I would fit in that.
That's amazing. So when they shoot, do they come back and get the same suits, or were they just use in season one? Because I know in season two, there were people in hazmat suits as well.
I don't think they came to us for season two. I mean, not to say I don't think we did any work on season two, but when season two kind of came around, I think they had a bit more money, so they went to somebody else that could, you know, well, not could, but would want to make, like, way fancier suits. So they only came to us for season one. But, I mean, you know, if they want to come back for season three, they're still available.
Whoa, OK Edits wants to know, have you watched the show yet? I'm sure the answer is yes. What did you think about, you know, having something that your shop created being in such a phenomenal show?
Well, the cool thing about it was I saw the show, at least season one, before I started working there. So it was kind of this moment of the second I walk into the door, I see this like yellow hazmat suit. And I was like, I recognize that suit. And then it clicked with me. I was like, oh, I know what that is. And that's kind of the joy and the cool thing about this job is that, you know, I can watch movies and if it is something that we made, I can be like, hey, we worked on that. Unfortunately, nothing that I personally have worked on is out yet. So I will have to wait till later on this year before I can see stuff that I actually got to work on in theaters. But no, it's definitely cool that it's like this little piece of, you know, finding like a hidden treasure.
Meme Cheetah, she wants to know, is it stuffy inside the suits?
Yes. Oh yeah, it's not It is not pleasant to wear. The fabric that it's made out of is very rough, so it's not very comfortable. You know, I heard that Winona was not a fan of the suit and she did not like wearing it, and I do not blame her in the slightest. Because that suit, it looks cool. I'm not going to say that it does not look cool, but it sucks to wear.
So for the love of Finn wants to know, and you kind of answered this, but since it's so stuffy inside and it's hard to wear, is it hard to move when you're in the suit?
A little bit. I mean, I think the biggest reason why it was hard for me to move in the suit was because it wasn't fitted to me. It was fitted to Winona Ryder.
Okay.
So, you know, and she's, I think, like 5'4", 5'3", so roughly around there, and I'm about 5'6". So, I mean, I was a little on, like, the slightly bigger end for that suit, so I didn't fully fit in it. So, yeah, it was hard to move.
Ash Gannies wants to know, did you or anybody else on the shop ever consider making one for yourself just to keep?
Oh, every day. I mean, I constantly am tempted, like, just everything in the shop, because we have a ton of cool stuff. I'm just constantly tempted to be like, okay, do I want to make one for myself, like sneak it home? Would anybody notice? I'm halfway considering renting out the Stranger Things suit for Halloween and just being like, hey, not telling them it's from the actual show.
So it's sort of interesting. You said that you guys have the original suits that Winona and David wore and that people can rent them out for $1,200. I was curious, you know, with some of the casting or the clothes that the kids wore in season one, they're on display at museums. Is that something that you don't think Stranger Things would ever want to get those suits back and collect them or display them?
Well, for our company, the way we work things is we have, if we have a rental department, but we also have a manufacturer. And you kind of have two options, and it's manufacture for purchase and manufacture for rent. Since, you know, season one didn't exactly have a ton of money, they had to choose the manufacture for rent option because it's a little cheaper. So technically, the suits do belong to us, and it belongs to the company. That's why we can rent it out. But if Stranger Things wanted to, like, strike out a deal to purchase those suits, you know, that could absolutely be worked out, but hey, I'm not the, I'm not the owner of the company, so I can't speak on behalf of it.
Yeah. If somebody came to you and said, you know, I am super rich and I want to own that suit, do you think you guys would sell it or do you want to keep it on hand just in case they contact you?
It depends how much money. But we normally don't sell our rental stock unless it's like the people that the suit was made for. Mm-hmm. I know for one of the movies we worked on, it's not out yet, so I can't talk about it. You know, they came back and they're like, hey, you know what? We want to buy some of the suits that you guys made for this movie. And we did sell them to them. But I think, you know, it's like if it's an outside buyer, we normally wouldn't sell it.
Oh, cool. When you contacted me originally, you said that you had some interesting trivia about the suits and some stories. And I would like to hear any of those.
I think a lot of the interesting trivia was that it was kind of like a mishmash suit, that, you know, it wasn't like this, you know, golden idea that kind of popped into someone's head. Originally, there was more to the suit. It was originally kind of this like vest, kind of like backpack sort of tactical thing on it. But I heard that Winona was like, there's no way in hell I'm wearing that. So it was scrapped, you know, and I think they were originally going to come to us for season two, but I don't know what happened there just because, as I said, you know, I wasn't working with the company at the time. But yeah, and I just think it's cool that the suit is just kind of there and I work next to it every single day.
Yeah.
You know, it's obviously something that, you know, whenever my friends come by the shop or like my girlfriend comes by for like tours, I can be like, oh, yeah, you see that suit? That's Winona.
Do you guys have any illustrations or concept drawings from the suits with the backpack or some of your different ideas or concepts for the suit?
I would have to ask around just because I know that was a lot of like the concept stuff was handled on the studio side rather than our side. We don't, as you know, a prop making company, we generally, I mean, sometimes there's a little bit of leeway, but we generally don't handle the design aspect. It's just kind of, if someone hands us a design that can actually be humanly made, then we'll make it. You know, if somebody, say, you know, we've gotten a lot of people trying to make requests for like Final Fantasy style armor with like giant shoulders and, you know, just horribly unhuman proportions to the sketch artist. It's like, okay, you know, I'm sorry to break your heart and break your soul, but we can't make you an anime girl. So so that's kind of the one point where we do step in. But for the most part, the design is handled on, you know, the person that approaches us. So you... I could... Oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead and I'll ask you after.
Oh, I was going to say, so like I could potentially kind of ask around and see if there's anything hidden, you know, or if we have anything like on archives, but I unfortunately doubt it.
So you all probably, did you get to meet Winona and David, or did they just send in their, you know, sizing to you guys and you just built the suits around that?
I believe that they did come in for measurements and for fittings when it happened. But that's another thing that I would kind of have to double check with the shop. If that did happen, I know that a lot of fittings, don't like we do a lot of the actors fittings in the shop itself, mm-hmm. but you know, we do certain special cases where we do leave the shop. The one example I can say, because, the movie came out, is, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, for the Stan Lee cameo. We made his spacesuit for that scene.
Oh, cool.
And you know, Stan Lee's like a 90-year-old man. We're not just going to like be like, oh, yeah, we're going to drag you out of your house.
Yeah.
You know, we went to his house to take his measurements for that. But, you know, I'm fairly certain that they came by.
So do you guys, you basically specialize in like suits, or do you do kind of special effects costumes?
We have a couple like creature and monster costumes. I mean, that's kind of the reason that I got hired, is I have a little bit of experience in that. You know, I do like the blood guts or the fun stuff. We mainly specialize, we do some prop making. You know, we've made a lot of swords and shields. We did the original prototype sword, shields, and armor for 300. Mm. You know, but we also make spacesuits. You know, we worked on like Armageddon, Space Cowboys, pretty much anything that's like a realistic spacesuit, we did.
Oh, cool. So Stranger Things Brothers has a pretty long question, but it's pretty good. He says,
okay.
He says, assuming the hazmat suit is a little bit hot and heavy to wear, which you said it definitely was, would you rather have to wear the hazmat suit for 24 hours or the Demogorgon suit for 1 hour?
Oh. Well, cause here's the thing about it is, as somebody that actually knows about like monster effects, it would probably be the hazmat suit, for the reason that since the Demogorgon was probably a lot of prosthetics, it takes hours to just put that stuff on. Mm. So, you know, I'd have to sit in the chair for hours getting the suit put on me, then just hang out in it for 1 hour, and then have even more hours of them taking it off of me. So it would just be a lot of sitting and waiting. And at least the best way to say it is, at least the hazmat suit has airflow.
Do you guys, would you ever consider taking the suits on tour, like at big cons or big conventions for people to take pictures by and kind of see?
I think that would be a cool idea. Me, like personally, I think that that'd be fantastic, just because with how big Stranger Things became, it is, you know, arguably a very, you know, popular looking suit. It's, you know, something that people would instantly recognize. So I think it'd be a beautiful idea. I think the only reason why we haven't is just because we wouldn't have like the team, just because we're, you know, very short staffed right now. There's not a lot of people, just because, you know, when things aren't like active and busy, there's no reason to keep like a full staff of people. It's just kind of myself and like a couple other guys.
Mm-hmm. There's an iconic picture of Winona and David wearing the suits where they're kind of like hugging on the set. And I just think it would be cool. I think a lot of people would love to see the suits, especially like Stranger Things fanatics. They, you know, they flock to see that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't have any other questions for you. Do you want to say the name of your company? Are you allowed to say that? Do they have social media? Do they want to get followers? Or do you want to just...
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say, whatever you're allowed to tell us, we're happy to share.
You know, it's a company called Global Effects. We're based out of North Hollywood, California, which is interesting to say, because I'm like, oh, yeah, people are going to be listening to this in other states. We don't have social media. I'm trying to get an Instagram off the ground for the company, just because, you know, a lot of my Instagram is my work.
Well, I think you could start an account and just post, "We made the suits for Stranger Things," and you would immediately get a flock of followers.
Oh, yeah, like, hey, you know, you can just follow me and be like, hey, look, I'm in the suit.
Well, I appreciate you talking with us. If you decide to rent out the Stranger Things hazmat suits for Halloween, I want you to post pictures on Instagram, and I want you to tag us because we want to see those.
Oh, yeah. If you ever find your way out to Los Angeles, you are more than welcome to swing by the shop and try the suit on.
You know, I want to come out there because we've become friends with some of the cast that are living in LA right now. And I think that that would be a stop that we would definitely have to make.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, you already have, another friend out there now that works behind the scenes. So, you know, you're more than welcome to swing on by.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you so much. And if you do get access to any drawings, or if you talk to some people at work on Monday and you tell them you are on the podcast and they're like, oh, did you tell her this? Did you tell him this? And you're like, no, I forgot. Just reach out and we'll give you another call.
Yeah, no, that sounds fantastic.
Well, thanks, Wes. I appreciate your time. Did you want people to follow you on social media?
Always.
Okay, cool. What's your social media account?
My Instagram is I am the Brooks guy. It's IAM the Brooks guy.
And do you have a Twitter?
It should just be under Wes Brooks. I'm rarely on my Twitter. Like, I probably won't go on it, but you can follow me anyway.
Cool. Well, I appreciate your time so much and have a great weekend. Thank you, Wes.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Upside Down podcast hosted by Ash and Tori. For more information, visit our website at theupsidedownpod.com. You can also contact us at theupsidedownpod@gmail.com, as well as follow us on our Facebook and Instagram under the Upside Down Podcast. Episodes are released every Monday, so be sure to subscribe to us. We're available on SoundCloud, Google Play, iTunes, and Pocket Casts.
That was cool. Thanks, Wes Brooks. Thanks, Shanes.